you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Podcast on TNTRadioEmpire.com. You can stream the audio there in case your listening habits are different. If you listen to the radio or the stream, patronize the advertisers, please. Dr. Mina, Hippie Man, both due to phone the program later this morning.
One of my other responsibilities at home is, this is where I'm making myself useful, is mouse disposal.
Oh, you got a mice in the house?
We got mouses in the garage. Right. You know, I spotted that one a couple of weeks ago that had the whirling disease.
Just get a guy to spray every once in a while.
We could do that.
Yeah, we have a guy that shows up every 3 or 4 months to spray around the house.
Christy brought a bunch of traps yesterday, and I set like 5 of them. And apparently 2 were productive.
Are they no-kill traps?
Oh, no, they kill them.
Okay. you're the guy that won't step on a spider. You think you feel like it's every life, but you'll kill them. They do have non-kill traps for mice.
Do they?
Yeah.
They make a humane mouse trap.
Yeah, they go in there and the door just closes behind them, and then you got to go empty it somewhere.
Well, yeah, then what do you do with it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't mind killing them, but, you know, I step on spiders, too. I don't care.
I suppose I could take them for a drive in the country and then put a bullet in their head.
Out there shooting mice. Do it the humane way.
You put them in a mini fridge and just light them up.
You're right. I
get behind them and choke them out.
Yeah. When it comes to that, like insects, I'm pretty zen when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't get it. That makes no sense.
But mice, you have no
alternative. I didn't get your zen part about that either. Grant, I'm not going to. I mean, if something's on the wall, you kill it, you know?
If there's a bug in the house,
yeah,
it dies.
Yeah, you kill it, right. Yeah. It dies.
If I see a bug outside.
Todd would be the kind of guy that walks it out, but don't kill a mice. A mouse, whatever.
Did the trap entomb them, or could you see the body?
Oh, was it like a whack, that kind?
Yeah.
The old-fashioned trap. Oh, their bodies are chopped in half, yeah.
Well, they make, ones that, same concept, but they're a little easier to set.
Okay.
The old-fashioned wood ones?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You could break your finger on those.
Oh, easily, yeah, they would hurt.
Yeah, I don't like those.
Did you keep one in the middle of the garage to send a message to all the other mice?
Look, man.
Right. I should hang them from the top shelf.
Yeah.
Dead mouse walking.
This will be you.
Word will get around. You're right. I have no problem killing mosquitoes or mice.
But you'll lead to, you'll open the door for a spider?
Yeah, I will do that. If I catch a fly, I will take it outside and let it loose.
You're really not zen, though. You'd be totally zen if you let everything walk, but you don't, apparently. You judge. You put a bullet in a mouse's head.
You sitting around with your chopsticks, Mr. Miyagi? What are you doing?
I'm selectively zen.
I mean, I know we're all bored, but if you're actually catching flies with your chopsticks, man.
Yeah. I haven't tried that yet, but I should.
You got time.
Get your little bonsai tree and start snipping at it, too.
Yeah. I just feel bad for the mice in the pet store. They're going to die.
They're food.
Yeah.
And then they have those little stickers, too, that's like, oh, you can just buy them frozen.
Oh.
Like, that's disgusting.
Oh, what? God.
Yeah, you can buy frozen mice.
What do you do with a frozen mouse?
Feed them to the snake?
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought the snakes like to, they like the live.
Well, you freeze it, and when you use it, you probably unthaw it. Oh.
No, but I thought the snakes like to make the kill, don't
the
they?
Chase.
I don't know, man. Snake owners, I don't get.
No.
Whatever you're gonna do.
Well, sometimes you got to buy weed from them.
Okay, that's true. Oh, yeah, no. I've been in plenty of those living rooms, believe me or not. I know snake owner guy.
Hey, cool iguana, can I buy that weed and get out of here?
Not all snake owners are drug dealers, but all drug dealers are snake owners.
Pretty much. Mr. Evans?
Was on this date in 1863, the first black regiment from the North, The 54th Massachusetts Volunteer Infantry Regiment left Boston to fight in the Civil War.
The winners.
Yeah, it was a decisive victory.
Yep. The winners.
The Nashville Tennessean is reporting on a gentleman out of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Authorities say a criminal justice advocate, 51-year-old Alexander Friedman, orchestrated a secret plan to store weapons inside the Davidson County Downtown Detention Center while it was under construction. He built a practice model so he could practice and had firearms in storage.
You take over the world? South's going to rise again?
He's a criminal justice advocate after he got out of prison himself. And they figured that he was hiding all of these things, firearms and whatnot, in the walls of the new detention center so that at some point there could be a mass breakout.
Oh, he was plotting.
Wow.
Okay,
he was scheming.
So he's going to tell the guys that are in the detention center
where the guns are.
Behind the walls.
In the walls.
That's an elaborate movie plan there. Why? How would he know who was going to be in there? He just wanted random guys better get out once they got in there. He just hates
Not
prisons.
Random, I don't think.
He knew somebody would be in there?
Oh, he's got
they knew?
You mean you know someone that's going to be in a correction center that's getting built? You know someone's going to be in there?
Yeah, I guess But your guy doesn't get in there then.
And he's not going for a particular guy.
Oh, that's what I thought. It sounded like
it sounded like I had to have a guy inside.
Any guy.
Well, whoever he wanted. He wanted a mass breakout, they think.
Right. How would he let them know that it was a...
Yeah, how is he going to get word to them?
I guess just go tell them.
You show up for visitor hours?
Yeah, just show up.
Like, I need to talk to somebody in cell block D.
Yeah, behind
Just show up for somebody and say, hey, you know, if you break out that wall.
And the construction workers didn't find it, or did they? Obviously,
well, they busted. They were the ones that kind of said, who's this guy? I don't recognize that. That
construction worker, right.
That construction worker or that piece of clothing.
Right.
So he had someone build a model of this place using the same types of materials in his basement.
What a movie. That's a movie, man. Inside Man.
He told the guy that was building this that it was for some documents, documents that he just wanted to keep safe. So this guy built this thing in his basement so he could practice. Guy didn't know. Builder also taught Friedman how to use tools on concrete, drill into the blocks, and cut them. During the search of a friend's property, that's when they found a lot of weapons, crates of weapons, including 21 firearms and a flare launcher.
Man.
That friend said that Friedman, again, told her that he was storing legal documents there.
Probably take poetic license a little bit, but then this is going to be a movie.
They think he broke into this incomplete center multiple times, possibly stretching back to August of 2019.
He's committed.
Yeah, he is.
Long time in the making.
He stored weapons, guns, razor blades, and handcuff keys in various hiding spots around the center.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought you just hid your illegal cash inside the walls. This is a whole new twist.
Crazy.
When officers detained him, he had
5-0 and stays in the wall, too, remember, for a week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When officers detained him, he had a hand-drawn sketch of the place, which he attempted to chew and swallow.
In the morning.
It always looks easier
on TV. That's a good show. Chew and swallow.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
Chewing up and swallowing that piece of paper always looks easier on TV.
It does.
Is that a man and woman team?
Yeah, swallows the woman. Yeah. She does the news.
She's a good girl.
Chew's a pussy.
Chew's the wuss. Swallow yells at Chew all the time. Emasculates him. That kind of show.
Oh, yeah. He's a total
They're up and down the dial. They're on a mill station near you. Old Chew and Swallow. I think they're syndicated.
They're doing well.
They are doing well in certain markets. Well, Swallow rules the room.
Yeah, everybody loves her.
Chew's just
except
a puss.
For Chew.
Chew's a puss.
Chew doesn't like her.
He
that
plays
much.
The dumb guy.
All right, puss. According to Corey, sometimes a mouse could damage a snake if alive, So you feed them frozen. No issues. You might be thinking of like the constrictors that suffocate the animal before they eat them.
No, I'm just taking all of my snake feeding knowledge from the movie Road Trip.
Exactly. Okay.
When Tom Green
is right.
Dangling the snake.
That's all
in
mine
front
is too.
The
right,
40
yeah.
seconds.
Unleash the fury.
Yeah. So apparently, if a snake eats a mouse alive, he could chew his way out.
Oh.
Oh, so that would.
That's
be,
why I eat a mouse.
That's
pop.
Horrifying.
Yeah.
Mouse pop. Yep,
well, if the snake eats the mouse and the mouse chews its way out of the snake, I say you let the mouse win.
The mouse
the mouse has earned it.
Yeah, that's impressive.
You're free.
Yeah.
Then you have to buy little snakes to feed to the mouse.
There you go.
You ever seen a snake eat a snake?
Yeah.
It's creepy.
Yeah, it is.
They do that, don't they?
I saw a video I'd like to of like a snake.
I can't
snake
watch any of that stuff, man.
Ate an alligator.
Yeah, I've seen that. I actually have seen a picture of that, but you know.
Right. I've seen footage of a python taking down a deer. I mean, swallowing a deer whole.
It's weird. They don't chew anything.
No.
They're all swallow.
Yep. Which I'd rather have. Yeah. I don't want you chewing. I want all swallow.
I don't mind a little chewing.
Yeah, well, gumming maybe.
Nibble.
Maybe a nibble or two, yeah. That's not chewing, though.
Yeah, but chewing's different than biting.
Yes.
You don't want biting.
Yeah, but you chew with your teeth, man. That'd be gumming and swallowing in the morning.
Hey, whatever you're into, Todd, I'm not going to judge.
That's a good point. We're all a little, all got little fetishes here.
Well, apparently it's just on 24/7 at their house. So, yeah, you got to find new ways to spice things up.
Right.
You mean, tear things up. That's what we do. We just tear each other up.
Whatever works, man.
You're walking funny today.
I'm a little sore.
He tries to sell that whole every day is leg day thing.
I know, yeah,
but we
yeah,
know
yeah,
the
yeah,
truth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was leg day yesterday.
Well, Wednesday was butthole day, apparently.
Every day.
Every day is butthole day.
Yes. Arm, chest, legs, butthole. Arm, chest, legs. People are going, what's the butthole part? Oh, glad you asked. Yeah.
Bend over.
And this is why Todd's not allowed at the gym.
It's every fourth day.
Every fourth day. That gives you enough recovery time.
That's funny. My son's working out. He works out. And I saw a big list of stuff. He has a whole big, all these days. And I'm glad I didn't read butthole in there. It's arm, chest, all this stuff.
Oh, yeah. He's not ready for that.
Back and buys, chest and tries.
Yeah.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So the people that were in Central Park, the black gentleman yeah. and the white lady.
The white
that were
lady.
In
Karen.
Central Park, the Karen that was yelling at him and told him that she was going to call cops and tell them that the black man was
attacking
accosting her.
Yeah.
Well, his name is Christian Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Amy Cooper.
No relation.
Thank you.
Yeah, they actually said that. They said no relation. Obviously, I was like, well, maybe their husband and wife just hate each other. You know.
Yeah, one of them could have been adopted.
Yeah, they did say no relation.
Okay, good. He is now asking people to stop making death threats against her.
Yeah. Sure he is.
He went on CNN and said he finds it odd that the people who are upset that she tried to bring death by cop down on his head would turn around and try and put death threats on her head.
She lost her gig and she gave back the dog.
And she can't go to the park anymore.
She had a bad day.
Yeah.
She had a bad 3 hours.
How
there.
Do you enforce that, though? I heard she was kicked out of Central Park, but I don't know how you possibly enforce that.
Kind of a
that.
Big area.
Yeah.
Christian Cooper acknowledges Amy's apology and
especially
says he
now.
Believes that it is sincere.
I mean, it's a park. It's different than, you know, don't let this guy in the casino because you got somebody at a door. There's many ways you can get into Central Park, so.
But her actions that day exemplified intolerance, he said. He went on to explain he doesn't give the public the excuse to send inappropriate or hateful comments to her.
Good for him.
If you're going to reach out to her, be civil, he says.
Did you see the white guy in the gym in Minneapolis? The private
yes.
gym?
No.
Well, there's a bunch of black guys working out in there. And this guy is, and somebody described him as, you can't be whiter than this guy. Red hair.
No, he was blonde.
Was it blonde? I thought it was reddish blonde. Whatever. Blonde, he was a total, he's like maybe 50 years old. What are you guys doing here? We live in the building. Well, where do you work? And the guys said, no, don't worry about
It's an office building, and it's a private gym for people who lease space in this building, and they lease space in the building.
I'm going to call the cops. And he's on the phone, and they're just videotaping him. Say, this dude here is profiling. And they were young black men that own a business in that building. And the guy goes, where do you work? And I said, well, don't worry about it. And then they're right. You don't need to tell them. And I saw on social media, all they do is say where they work. No, they don't.
Well, they.
I wouldn't tell you.
I believe I read in the Post, they said it takes a key card given to tenants to even get in there.
Yes.
So if they're in there.
They're young black entrepreneurs that have a business in that
building.
Yeah,
they can figure that out. Yeah. They know how to get around that.
But so what? So what if they can? Oh, they can. You're being a white guy there.
Yeah, they can get around that. Yeah, look at them.
You know how they know are.
Exactly. But they know all that stuff.
I did read from a white guy, of course. It said, it said, well, I understand he should have been yelled at him, but you just tell him where you work. Why?
Yeah.
They don't have to.
No. Not at all.
They own a business.
You need to placate that asshole. Yeah. Like, get back on the treadmill.
And if you
shut
see
up.
This guy, he's like, yeah, man, what are you doing here? And it was totally because there were young black men working out. Mm-hmm.
And nobody chimed in with, woo, if you're not doing anything wrong, then why don't you just tell
them? Well, in this case, they were saying, well, all you do is say where they work. No, they don't have to say that at all.
No. He looked like he managed a boy band or something.
Yeah, he was a creep. It's just crazy, man.
If you're not doing anything wrong, guy, is the same guy that says, you better delete me from your contacts if you got that Tracer app.
Oh, my God.
Which doesn't exist, by the way. Stop falling for that scare tactic.
Isn't the whole phone a Tracer?
Yes.
Yeah, I can look at my phone and, I can off the top of my head tell you where I've been the past couple of months.
Yep. Yep.
It's not much different than it was pre-pandemic.
No, it wasn't.
I just don't go to the yoga studio anymore, and I don't go to the gym.
Yeah, my phone knows where I'm going.
Yeah.
Well, get in the car, and it'll be like, oh, it's 12 minutes to here, and I'll be like, yeah, you're right, that's where I'm going. I'm not going anywhere else.
Talk to you? Going to work again, Nick?
Yep. Like, oh, work? Home? Yeah, that's it. Knows exactly how long it's going to take. Yeah, it's like, you're going to go home and do nothing again, aren't you? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody just sent me a link. Apparently, the building... revoke the lease for the white guy.
Good.
Kick
really?
Him out.
Good. Yeah, Minneapolis is not looking good the last couple, 3 or 4 days.
No.
No.
Kneeling on, killing a guy. By the way, I've seen some cops check in. That's not a technique you ever use against anybody, so stop
no,
that.
No, that is bad.
So stop that. And stop, what was he doing? Doesn't matter what he was doing. The cops had his hand. Well, we all know it was murder. It's murder and... You know, just stop it.
I did see a couple of cops
stop it.
Actually speak out against this guy.
Oh, I did too. I saw some cops.
But that's rare.
Yeah, it's totally rare.
It's very rare.
Right? Law enforcement doesn't rat out their own. They won't criticize their own.
The Omaha Police Department tweeted out a nice tweet. It was basically, listen, it makes us all look bad. Our prayers and love goes out to this family.
Good. They need to speak up.
That was kind of nice they did that.
Because that's not just a Minneapolis problem.
No, of course it's not.
It's the whole freaking system.
Right.
The whole culture. And it needs to change, and it won't change unless you get out there and talk about it as a law enforcement guy.
But what'd he do, says the white guy on your Facebook.
Yeah, you got murdered.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
This should stop anybody giving Kaepernick crap.
Oh, that's
why are you kneeling? Well, like, this is a glaring example. Like,
oh, no, they do. Guess what they do now? I was responding to some douchebag last night on Facebook.
How do they justify it?
This guy on Facebook said they're both pieces of crap. The cop and Kaepernick. And I said, no, Kaepernick is peacefully kneeling against the guy that murdered the other guy. That's why he's doing it.
Yeah. They're in the same pose.
Yes, exact same pose. Peacefully kneeling against what is happening in America.
Yeah, but trying to bring attention to
So that's how they justify, Well, I can't say that guy's a good cop because he did kill that dude. I'll just say they're both pieces of crap, says old white guy on Facebook. And I pointed out the fact that, no, the guy on the left, I was trying to be like Todd, a little bit nicer than I usually am. I said, the guy on the left is peacefully kneeling against the murderer on the right. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. He didn't buy that.
I can't believe you guys weighed into the comment section.
I had to on
that. Comments on
that
Facebook.
That one I had to. I had to.
I think I weighed in and said, no, that guy's on his left knee and that guy's on his right knee.
Good comeback.
That's the difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although I haven't seen the picture. I don't know if they're different knees.
I don't know either. Speaking of knees.
I think they're different, but there's other.
You got to get into that bit about that judge getting fired.
Oh, we will.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're going to do that story. I love dumb judges, you know. I mean, I don't want to be in front of one.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm safe. I'm not a woman or a black guy. But it's a brutal story. But it's a good, happy ending, though. Yeah.
It would suck to be fired as a judge because there's no other job you're going to get where you can just wear a robe all day.
No, that's a great point.
I think many people working from home will debate
that. Oh,
yeah. Things have changed.
Yep. But Dr. Bean is checking in next, and also Hippie Man a little later on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.